In a speech to her supporters last night, Abrahamson said this election marks a reversal of what she called a negative trend in high court elections. Without naming them, she criticized the financial interests in the state that spent millions of dollars in the last two Supreme Court races.
Never before have we faced the prospect, in the shadow of the last two elections for this office, of a concerted effort to reshape the face of the court so that it satisfied the expectations of the few against the hopes of the many.
Abrahamson accused her opponent's campaign of trying to demonize her as soft on crime and to confuse voters by calling her an activist judge. As she did throughout her campaign, she called that phrase a meaningless label. But Judge Koshnick says he has no regrets and is proud of the way he presented his message to voters.
I am pleased that I was able to run a clean campaign, keep it focused on the issues. I was happy I was able to give the voters a choice. It was a very positive experience overall.
Abrahamson says she shares Koshnick's belief in giving voters a choice, but urged future judicial candidates to avoid appealing to fear tactics in their efforts to win the office. The 75-year-old justice promised her supporters last night she'd see them again in 10 years in another bid for re-election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.